I think your friends are awful glad to be here in New York City.
Thank you.
City, and I could tell by the way this girl was dressed, by that tight black leather mini skirt, by them fishnet stockings, by the tightness of that satanic bustier pressing Madonna's milk way up higher than it's intended to go. Friends, I could tell this girl was taking a little walk with the devil. Myself, Reverend Horton Heat. Reverend Horton Heat. Here you are in New York City. You call yourself a reverend. It's time to do some healing, buddy. It's time to lay down the law. So I walked right up to this girl. I looked her straight in the eye. I said, young girl, are you a devil rocker or something? I said, do you listen to Motley Crue and think it's cool? Well, I could see this hurtful, sorrowful, searching look. Friends, I could tell this girl was ready for a healing right there. So she knelt down before me, right there on 42nd Street. And softly, I placed my hand upon her head. Gently, I spoke these words. I said, Satan, get! I said, Satan, go on, boy! I said, Satan, in the name of Abe, go to Elvis Presley, George Michael Jackson, leave this young man wild wife right now, go! Well, at that time, friends, she kind of starts to shake it, and a trembling, and a moving around a little bit. And her knees started to knock. Next thing you know, her head starts to spin around and around and around like it's The Exorcist or something. And her eyeballs spit out of her head 375 feet in the air and bounce right back like she had rubber bands for eye sockets. She gave me 50 lashes on each of my cheeks with her tongue, which is very serpentine and reptile-like. She looked at me and she said, Reverend, it's a psychobilly freakout, motherfucker!
I'm about to lose a guy's life.
Thanks a lot, y'all.